October 20th. Do you know who's running for
City Council? School Board? Parks Board?
This is a wacky municipal election, and you're going to want to stay updated. Download Seeking Office, the newest municipal elections podcast from CITR's News Collective. Find Seeking Office on iTunes and Stitcher, or wherever you download your podcasts, starting July 3rd.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
It is Friday, the 10th of August, 2018, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Oaksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, what's it like to direct one of the most well-known musicals in history? Well, Jen Serratos had to face that challenge when she took on Guys and Dolls for Fighting Chance Productions. It's playing now at the waterfront, and Jen will be here to talk about it, along with a member of the cast. Plus, it's August, and that means that we're knee-deep in festivals, street parties, fairs, and lots of other outdoorsy fun. We'll do our best to keep you in the know. Plus the usual call board and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial.
The horse right here, the name is Paul Revere, and here's a guy that says if the weather's clear, can do, this guy says the horse can do, if he says the horse can do, can do.
I'm picking Valentine, cause on the morning line, the guy has got him figured at 5 to 9.
But naked epitaph, he wins it by a half, according to this here in the telegraph.
For Paul Revere a bite, I hear his foot's all right, of course it all depends if it read last night.
I know it's Valentine, the morning works look fine, you know the jockey's brother's a friend of mine.
And just a minute, boys, I got the feedbox noise, it says the great-grandfather was
I tell you, Paul Revere, now this is no bum steer. It's from a handicapper that's real sincere.
I'm picking Valentine, cause on the morning line, the guy has got him figured at 5 to 9.
So make it epitaph, he wins by a half, according to this here in the telegraph. Epitaph,
Paul Revere, I got the horse right.
Yeah, That is the Fugue for Tin Horns from the classic 1950s musical Guys and Dolls, which has been reimagined and is being performed on stage right now at the Waterfront Theater on Granville Island. And we have with us two folks from that production. We have Jen Serratos, who is directing. Hi, Jen.
Hello.
And we have Renee Miller, who's in the cast.
Hi.
Hi. So welcome to the show. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. So as I said in the introduction, this is probably one of the most famous, well-known musicals in history. Mm. Everybody comes to it who's already either seen the movie or seen another production or has at least listened to the music, and it's very familiar. So how, as a director, do you cope with that?
Yeah, it's a big show. It's a big question. So yeah. I'm a big history buff, yeah. And luckily Guys and Dolls has a lot of source material. So it's based on two stories by Damon Runyon, mm-hmm. who was a journalist and a fiction writer, a newspaper man in the 20s and 30s. And he wrote many stories, two of which are based specifically, yeah. Form the basis of Guys and Dolls. One is called Blood Pressure, and the other is called The Idol of Miss Sarah Brown. And Sarah Brown is the character that Renee plays. Mm-hmm. So I read those, and I was able to look into the timeline quite a bit.
Yeah.
And his characters are all so memorable, you know, Rusty Charlie, Harry the Horse, Big Julie. And some are based on real people, including Sarah Brown, who's based on Reba Crawford, who was a Salvation Army sergeant who was a preacher and did outdoor sermons on the streets of Times Square. So there was a lot for me to delve into.
Yeah, and I want to go back into like the source material, because mm-hmm. you said Damon Runyon was a newspaper man, a That's columnist, right. and he specifically wrote about the culture around Times Square in New York in the 30s and 40s, which was inhabited by gangsters.
That's
basically.
Right. Yeah, he actually covered the trial of Al Capone.
Oh yeah.
So he, you know, he really had his pulse on the goings on of the city in that time. Mm-hmm. So he's a fascinating character and prolific. He wrote many, many short stories.
Yeah.
So I had a lot to draw on.
Mm-hmm. So there you. Well, Renee, let's talk a little bit about Sister Sarah then.
Sure.
Actually, based on a real person.
Yes.
So did you do any research into the person she was based on?
Yeah, first off, when we got right into rehearsals, Jen was really big into table work. So we talked a lot about Reba and the Salvation Army and what they actually went through and how it was like for them on the streets and what she did and what she believed in, and putting that into our show to support that story within the story we're telling.
Yeah.
Is really important, because we are telling a true story in this fictional theater piece.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fantasy world,
mm-hmm.
but there's some really real reality. I think one of the things that makes the show last as long as it has is it's a real kind of clash of cultures thing, because you have this very rich world of the gamblers, mm-hmm. and the loan sharks and the horse players and that, and then in comes the virtuous
the prudent Miss Sarah Brown. That's right.
So there's almost kind of a Romeo and Juliet feeling to it, you know, like the two people from these opposite cultures who've come together.
Yeah, that's right. A real clash is a very good word to put it to, because, you know, you wouldn't think that they would overlap, these two circles, these three mm-hmm. circles. And then you have the sort of hotbox mm-hmm. dancers and this other realm. But they do overlap in this storyline, and it's quite fascinating and compelling. So I think that's why it stands the test of time.
So as a director, how were you able to get the cast to put their minds, you know, from Vancouver in the 21st century to Times Square in the 1930s?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so like Renee said, we did a lot of table work, and I worked a lot on thinking about what it's like to be in the Depression, you know, in this 30s era. The stock market had crashed, prohibition was everywhere, of course, because of that, organized crime came out and gambling and all of that. So a lot of times Guys and Dolls is done sort of because the characters are big and larger than life. They're sort of done in this, you know, cartoon manner. I really wanted to get away from that and highlight the sort of drab, dreary, you know, desperation of life on the streets.
Uh-huh.
So we talked a lot about that. I tried to show them as many pictures as I could and got them to read. And actually, they have radio plays. They dramatized a lot of the stories that Damon Runyon wrote. So we were able to hear, you know, his sort of formalized slang and the sort of pulse of what was going on at that time.
Yeah, it's a musical but there is a rhythm and a musicality just to the way that you're speaking.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's almost more words than there is music. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of pages of dialogue where it's only dialogue, and it's amazing because you do get this sense of the slang that they used and the vocabulary, and within all of these little pockets, like the Hot Box Girls and the Mission Band and the gangsters, everyone has a different way of speaking, and that really shows and adds to the characters.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the Hot Box Girls. It's the second time they've been brought up, and that is they're showgirls, right?
They
like
are.
there's the Hot Box is a nightclub, and the main gambler Nathan Detroit, his girlfriend is the star of
Miss
the Hot
Adelaide,
Box.
Adelaide, that's right.
So that's a whole other culture that's going on.
Yeah, and it's really fun. I mean, of course, this, you know, long-standing 14-year engagement between Adelaide and Nathan acts as a nice comic contrast to the central storyline. So our Hotbox Girls, we have six Hotbox Girls as well as Adelaide, a nice big show numbers, and just a moment of levity in the show a lot of the times. Take back your mink. Mm-hmm. But I do want to point out that, you know, Miss Adelaide as well as Miss Sarah had legitimate jobs. I mean, she had she talks about, you know, getting a raise at the Hot Box because she had a legitimate job in a time where many people had, you know, unemployment rates and were skyrocketing.
Yeah, you took any job you could get.
You really could. Yeah. Or you gambled in the sewers because you didn't have any money.
Yeah.
So really the women have a sense of power over the guys and that they were doing honest paid work.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it was stripping.
No, it's called continuous entertainment.
Thank you. Thank you. I love it.
So, Renee, tell us a little bit about you.
About me?
Yeah, let's find out about who are the people behind the show.
Sure.
Where are you from?
I'm from Vancouver.
Uh-huh.
I was born in Vancouver, but I grew up in Richmond.
Yeah.
And I currently live in Vancouver now. So,
and,
I'm a busy girl.
How long have you been an actor?
Most of my life.
Yeah?
I got my start when I was really little, actually, in Richmond. I was 11 years old. So I've been stuck to it since
then. On stage?
Yeah.
At the Gateway?
At the Gateway.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
I did
what
the
show
Gateway
was it?
Theater Academy. So I wasn't on the main stage.
Uh-huh.
They have a little academy program there. It's still going.
Uh-huh.
And I started there. And one of the first shows I actually did was Guys and Dolls.
Of course.
Yeah. I played Society Max, which
nice.
Is one of the gamblers.
Oh, cool.
I was a very tall child, so they naturally put me as one of the guys.
Good for you.
So,
yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah, Renee's being very humble here. So she's a graduate of the Capilano University program, the musical theater program, and she's done, I think this is your fifth show with Fighting Chance, so she's not unknown to Fighting Chance audiences.
Yeah, and you got to play Mary Poppins.
I did.
Yeah.
Yes, I played Mary Poppins last year at
the Theater Under the Stars.
Theater Under the Stars, It was an incredible experience.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. I think that's something that everybody involved in theater has to do at least once.
At least once.
Yeah.
Or go and see it.
Yeah.
It's
amazing.
Yeah.
And I went to see 42nd Street last night for my second time.
Yeah.
And it's the same time period as Guys and Dolls. So a lot of crossover there. It's just a wonderful night out. Lots is going on in the summer, actually.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
There is a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to keep up with it.
That's right. That's right.
But I'm always getting like, you know, going through my email and going, oh, geez, I missed that.
I know. Wait, that was last month?
I was going to go do that. Yeah. I was going to talk about that on the radio, and it's gone now.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we don't want to miss this. You're playing at the Waterfront Theater.
That's right. We're on until August 25th.
Yeah.
And we play Tuesdays through Saturday nights, and we have matinees on Sunday and a two-show day on the final day.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a Groupon running.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to Fighting Chance Productions website or check us out on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
We have some giveaways coming up. We got lots of stuff going on. And
there's a couple of special events. I heard you talking about a talk back.
That's right. So this Sunday, there's a matinee, and then I'm going to host a talk back session on stage for anybody who wants to stick around. The two Tuesdays, so August 14th and 21st, I'm doing a pre-show chat.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned, I'm such a history buff, so I have all this material. I got to share it somewhere.
Yeah.
So just in the lobby before the show, I'll do a 10-15 minute chat about, you know, some of the source material and how I came at the directing experience.
Mm-hmm.
We have an ASL interpreted production on, I think it's Friday, August 17th. So
that'll be a job for the interpreter to keep
up
with.
That's right. Yeah. They got the horse right here. They got all kinds of stuff. Right. Yeah.
How do you do a three-part feud with one pair of hands?
Exactly. So, yeah, lots of special things going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, terrific. Thank you both for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you so Thanks. Much, Dave. Yeah. Really appreciate
it. This is great. All right. So we talked a little bit about the Hot Box Girls, and one of the big songs from the original production is this one called Adelaide's Lament.
It says here, the average unmarried female, basically insecure, due to some long frustration, may react with psychosomatic symptoms difficult to endure, affecting the upper respiratory tract. In other words, just from waiting around for that plain little band of gold, a person can develop a cold. You can spray her wherever you figure the streptococci lurk. You can give her a shot for whatever she's got, but it just won't work. If she's tired of getting the fisheye from the hotel clerk, a person can develop a cold. It says here, the female remaining single, just in the legal sense, shows an erotic tendency, see note. Tendency, see note. Oh, see note. Oh, here we go. I like that. Chronic organic syndromes, toxic or hypertense, involving the eye, the ear, the nose, and throat. In other words, just from worrying whether the wedding is on or off, a person can develop a cough. You can feed her all day with the vitamin A and the bromophens, but the medicine never gets anywhere near where the trouble is. If she's getting a kind of a name for herself and the name ain't his, a person can develop a cough. Develop lock rip. When they get on the train for Niagara and she can hear church bells chime, the compartment is air conditioned and the mood sublime. Then they get off at Saratoga for the 14th time. A person can develop lock nasal drip with the wheezes and the sneezes and a sinus that's really a pip. From a lack of community property and a feeling she's getting too old, a person can develop a bit bad cold.
There you go. That's Guys and Dolls playing at the Waterfront. I was really intrigued by what Jen said about kind of giving the direction of the show a little bit more grounded and more realistic. Like she said, a lot of times Guys and Dolls is sort of done as almost like a cartoon with big splashy colors and wild costumes and over the top characters and things like that, which is great. I love that kind of stuff, but it's also interesting to see taking it from another point of view. So if you have seen Guys and Dolls before, check out the Fighting Chance production one, because you haven't seen this one before. So that's all I can say. I haven't seen it yet either, but what do I know? Also going on this weekend, the Vancouver Mural Festival is getting underway, and they're going to have a big party at Jonathan Rogers Park, which is at 11th and Ontario in the Fairview District of Vancouver. It's There's going to be music by a Tribe Called Red, Charlotte Day Wilson, and Teen Days. It starts at 6 o'clock, and it's going to be fenced off, so you do need to pay admission to get in. But the tickets are $30. You can get a pack of four for $100. Children under 12 are free, but must be accompanied by a 19 or older with a ticket. And let's see, main entrance for the venue is Manitoba between 7th and 8th Avenue. And let's see here, dogs are not allowed. It's going to happen rain or shine. Don't bring any coolers or oversized bags. Alcohol, non-alcohol beverages, and select food items will be available on site. And there's refillable water stations on site as well. Lawn chairs are not permitted. Okay, so there's a lot of restrictions going on here, but you can check it out at the Facebook page. It's called the Vancouver Mural Festival, the Park Show. It starts at 6:30 tomorrow night at Rogers Park, which is at Manitoba and 7th Avenue. And if you don't know a Tribe Called Red, well, this is what they sound like.
Bye. Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm here to tell you about Rocket From Russia Fest, which will take place on August 16, 17, and 18 at the Astoria. This festival is the celebration of great local scene which we have in the city. Rocket From Russia Fest features 18 great local bands, including performances by The Hextalls, 20th year anniversary show, Needles and Pins. Cambridge will play a reunion show. Yubi Gideon, The Greatest Sons, Jesse Leborde, and my band Russian Tim and Pavel Bores. Rocket From Russia Fest. 3 days of live, local, amazing music. August 16, 17, and 18 at the Astoria. 3 day passes and individual night tickets available on showpass.com. This is gonna be a great success.
Fancy yourself as an artist, entertainer, or storyteller? Do you want to be the next Leonardo DiCaprio or Christopher Nolan? Well, the UBC Players Club would like to work with you. The Players Club is an ambitious amateur theatre group and the perfect place to get involved in theatre or gain more experience as an actor, director, designer, producer, or anything and everything else theatre related. Our motto, Theatre on Your Own Terms, means the club is entirely student-run and formed around the ambitions of its members. Find us on Facebook or at ubcplayersclub.com.
I like Star Trek.
Yeah, cool. Awesome.
I love The Lord of the Rings.
Great.
Yeah. I'm into obscure 1950s atomic monster movies.
Okay.
I really enjoyed the Michael Bay Ninja Turtles.
We can work with that. Here at the UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, we accept everyone. We have weekly movies, game nights, and the largest non-academic library at UBC. Come by our club room, 3206D in the Nest. It's a great place to eat lunch, hang out,
and procrastinate.
Check out our Facebook group, UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, to find out what's going on.
Eat lunch, hang out, and procrastinate. Those are my three most favorite things. I should go check them out.
You forgot the surfboards? How are we going to shred the gnarly waves now?
Well, I got just the replacement. I picked up some copies of Discorder instead.
Well, it looks like this surf day just got a whole lot better.
This extra special summer issue of Discorder features interviews with local punk rockers Lié, queer Métis fashion designer Evan Ducharme, and the hosts of CITR's Radio Pizza Party. There will also be an exclusive Bartholomew comic strip, short fiction by Mac Gordon, and a suggested summer reading list compiled by the staff of Massey Books. And of course, there will be reviews of the Music Waste and Sled Island Music Festivals, as well as podcasts, films, and more. Thank you to our advertisers Blueprint, Timber Concerts, The Cinematheque, Rickshaw Theater, Mint Records, Hexistential Festival, Current Symposium, Audiopile, and An Evening in Damascus.
So, what do we got now? Vagrant Players is a Vancouver professional theater company that works to increase the interest in the arts in Vancouver by producing gripping contemporary theater with a heavy focus on Canadian playwrights like George F. Walker. And George F. Walker's play featuring Loretta is being presented by Vagrant Players at the Go Studios, which is at 112 East 3rd Avenue, which is just around the corner from 3rd and Main in Vancouver. And the play is got two more shows left, three actually, one tonight and two tomorrow, one at 2 o'clock and one at 8 o'clock. The synopsis is as follows. Loretta is the kind of girl you would do anything for. Dave and Michael are in love with her. Dave wants to take her shopping. Michael wants to make her a star. A porn star. What is a woman to do in a man's world? Featuring Loretta is being presented at the Go Studios at 112 East 3rd Avenue in Vancouver. And it has, as I said, three shows left. And you can find out more by checking out their Facebook page, Vagrant Players Theatre Society. And let's see, tickets are at the door. So go and check it out. As I mentioned last week, our friend Lindsay Kay, who was one of the very first musicians to make an appearance here on Dave Radio, back when we were in the old studio, and she has headed down to Los Angeles to make a career, and she's doing very well. She's got she's produced one album. Her second one is about to be released in a few months, and she's got a single released with a video that accompanies it. She just sent the video out to us, and so we'll hopefully get that shared up on Facebook or somewhere soon. Anyway, let's play the song. It's called Two. The Vancouver Queer Film Festival is underway, the 30th annual presented by Out on Screen. It's happening at various venues around the city, including the Vancouver Playhouse, the International Village Cineplex Odeon, the Gold Corp Theater for the Gold Corp Center for the Arts at SFU Woodwards, and the Vancouver International Film Festival, Van City Theater, and the York as well. They are presenting a whole variety of different films and events for artists. This year's festival features four film spotlights: youth, trans women in film, Indigenous cinema, and a spotlight on the artist. If you want to get a complete detailed description of what's going on, you can check out their website, www.queerfilmfestival.ca. You can also link to their or check out their Facebook page, which we have linked to on the Dave Radio Facebook page. And I just wanted to highlight one event that's happening tomorrow. It's the Community Digital Storytelling Workshop, hosted by Love Intersections. Love Intersections is a media arts collective made up of queer artists of color who use artistic practice to share stories of queer, trans, and intersex people living, dancing, and breathing in the margins. The workshop is in conjunction with the world premiere of their Finding Untold Queer Stories event, which is happening on August 18th. The workshop is tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the SFU Gold Corp Center for the Arts at the SFU Woodwards facility on Hastings Street. It says, join us in a dialogue about making art with communities, working alongside communities to tell stories about queer people of color with love. Workshop is free. And you can check out their Facebook page as well to get more details on that. And there was another thing that we wanted to talk about. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Our dear friends at Classic Chic. They're getting ready for their next production, Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing. It will be presented in February of next year. But they're doing some fundraising now. And one of the fundraisers is next weekend, Sunday, August 19th, at Yuck Yuck's Comedy Club at Cambie and 12th Avenue. It's called Chicks at the Mic, A Flocking Good Time. And this is a night of stand-up comedy for and by members of Classic Chic. Some of the Classic Chic members themselves will be up and telling some jokes, and they'll have some real comedians telling, doing their work as well. So a lot of fun will be had by all, and it's only $20 to get in. And if you can find out more by getting tickets at yuckyucks.com or going to Classic Chic website to find out more about that. And remember to buy your tickets now for Much Ado About Nothing in February at the Cult Historic Theater. So let's play some more music. This is... No, I had it there. Ting, 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 ting. No, it's not there. So we'll do this instead. This is Kim Wortle.
Much rather that you speak to me in a different language.
My heaven on earth is broken. I wanna give birth to words unspoken, but I'm choking. Everybody trying to be seen on screen, force feed me a scene. I'm just trying to intervene. Too deep for the mainstream, too street for Ivy Leagues. University is robbing money, still buying coffee, no cream. Telling him in my color of melanin. Got soul, but not a whole lot of green. Too few stop to think, they're busy building the machines. Accumulate the sense, common sense to me. To pennies rhyme nightly, ZZ. I'm tired of the same old shit. Cookie cut that itch, copy paste generic. Locate my remakes and my wordplay. Twist, turn the page, study my resist.
Rushing by head and shoulders, I hope I'm getting bolder. But as I'm brushing by heaven's shoulder, I hope I'm getting bolder.
Call a girl a bitch loud, I'm so rude. In a man's world, working harder than the dude. Do your mathematics, stats on the masses. Equations, you can't claim on her taxes. My broke back is collapsing from kissing ass. Too fast while the time is ticking. Murdered and missing, too many women. Too many queens dead on the scene. Never forgotten, forever missed. I remember you on my canvas. Paint your crown, miss loud and proud. Misunderstood, which is worth flipped attitudes. Didn't exclude more gratitude. Indigenous lives misconstrued the truth. I used to pray to a white god. Now I head nod church in the booth. Cause God isn't no limit. She's in his Adidas. Dancing nowhere and in between us. Synonymous to androgynous. You a Nazi. Why do we divide and conquer? Why do we divide and conquer?
Why do we divide and conquer?
So as I said, all kinds of outdoor stuff going on throughout the month of August. The Vines Art Festival is happening at various locations around the city. Vines Art Festival captures the imaginations of new audiences and inserts creativity into Vancouver's everyday public spaces. The festival is a free public event that creates platforms for local artists and performers to create with and on the land, steering their creative impulses toward work that focuses on the environment, whether a deep love for nature, sustainability, or climate justice. As I said, there's things happening all over town. There's an event today at the Roundhouse Community Center Yaletown. Yeah, that's what it is. Stuff starting at noon and going all the way until about 4 o'clock this afternoon. Right now we've got All Bodies Dance happening at 1:15, and then at 2 o'clock it's Quinn Lawrence with Disability Justice Workshop. And then also today at Trillium Park, which is at 6th and St. Catharines, between Main and Fraser. You can join artists. This is today at 5 o'clock, the Earth Hand Gleaners Society. Join artists working with Earth Hand Gleaners on a 2.5 kilometer fiber discovery walk between Means of Production Garden and Trillium North Park to learn about the plants and history of the area. Weaving interventions will be encountered and performed along the way. Events start at the Means of Production Garden at 5 o'clock, and they gather on through with a couple of artists who will guide you through the event. It's free, so check out that at 5 o'clock this afternoon. And there's some other stuff happening as well. Tomorrow, Sunday, there's something at Crab Park on Monday. Trout Lake next weekend. So if you want to find out more, you can go to vineartsfestival.com and see what's going on with all of that stuff. And if you've ever watched any kind of show made in Vancouver where they're set in like an old-fashioned courtroom, that's usually shot in the Vancouver Art Gallery. As you know or may not know, the Vancouver Art Gallery used to be the BC Supreme Court courthouse, and one of the courtrooms from that era has been preserved, and it's used as a movie set. And now it's going to be used as a live theater. South Asian Arts Society is presenting the undocumented trial of William C. Hopkinson, part of the Monsoon Fest, and that's going on in the courtroom at the Vancouver Art Gallery at Georgia and Howe. The play tells the story of a trial that actually took place in that courtroom, and reexamines the trial of Miwa Singh, who was put on the stand in 1914. To answer for the assassination of prominent Canadian immigration inspector William Charles Hopkinson, an act which he openly admits to committing. Along with being the closing chapter of the infamous Komagata Maru story, the assassination of Inspector Hopkinson was the culmination of a simultaneous transnational struggle seeking independence for colonized British India and the struggle for civil rights for South Asians living on the west coast of North America. So a very fascinating story and a really interesting piece of theater and a nice little venue to check it out too. I mean, how often do you actually get to sit in the courtroom at the art gallery? Anyway, the show is running until Sunday. Let me just double check here. Yeah, one show tonight, one show tomorrow night, and two shows Sunday, one at 5 and one at 8 o'clock. It's the undocumented trial of William C. Hopkinson, Monsoon Fest, and you can find out more by checking out their Facebook page or going to website, no website listed. So check out the Facebook page to find out more. Tickets are at eventbrite.ca. All right, we're going to take another break, and then we'll come back with Callboard.
Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it? I can voice it.
Yeah, please voice
this
one.
That's the wrong mic.
I forgot.
You f*** dip***. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discorder Magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. No, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
Do you like the sound of your own voice? Are you a student that has a lot to say about the University of British Columbia?
If so, there is a place for you.
The UBC Affairs Collective is a brand new collective at CITR 101.9 FM that brings students together to cover campus news, including research developments, arts and culture, live discussions, and lots more.
The collective produces a weekly radio show, the UBC Happy Hour, that airs every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. You can find all the episodes podcasted online at citr.ca.
Send an email to ubcaffairs@citr.ca if you'd like to get involved. No prior radio experience is necessary.
Join Joe Dworczyk and her comrades in stand-up comedy on August 13th at the Yuck Yucks Comedy Club as they attempt to make you laugh for a good cause, raising money for the Residents for Independent Living Society. The lineup includes Megan Milton, Andrew Valance, Julia Stretch, Claire Pollock, Haley Beamish, and Byron Bertram, with Katie Ellen Humphreys as the headliner. The doors are at 7 with the show at 8, with all money going directly to the Residents for Independent Living Society. For ticket information, go to yuckyucks.com/Vancouver.
Now it's time for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. The Cold Reading Series is back on Monday, August 13th, at the VFS Cafe, which is at 390 West Hastings. Casting starts at 6:30, with the show starting at 8 o'clock. As always, they're calling out actors, writers, directors, and any creative types to join. Looking for a wide variety of backgrounds, ethnicities, ages, genders, and non-genders. It's a great place to meet, mingle, get to know other people in theater, film, and TV communities. And if you're a writer, it's a chance to get your material read. If you're an actor, it's a chance to get up on stage and practice your cold reading skills and maybe be seen. I've gotten a couple of parts from being at cold reading. If you're there for the first time, just be prepared to give a quick pitch about what your cold reading experience is and what some of your stock character types are. Gives the producers a handle on what scripts to read, to hand out for whom to read. There's usually a $5 recommended donation, but if you can't afford it, just dock in. They're happy to have everyone. It's at the VFS Vancouver Film School Cafe, 390 West Hastings. Casting starts at 6:30. Show starts at 8 o'clock. Cold reading series every first. I think it's the first or second Monday of every month in Vancouver. Diverse Theatre BC is looking for 12 artist ambassadors to assist in building the Diverse Theatre BC online community by recruiting their peers to register in the database. Ambassadors will be provided with a budget to attend an average of 2 shows per month to meet Indigenous and racialized artists and inform them about the Diverse Theater BC database and encourage them to sign up. So basically, they are looking for people who identify in about a half a dozen different communities, including Indigenous, African, East Asian, Latin American, Middle Eastern, North American, South Asian. So either a mixed race or including one or many more of these cultural heritages. If you identify in one of those areas, they're looking for you to help participate in this program. It's a one-year commitment. There is some honorarium and other financial compensation for it, but it's not a full-time job. But it could be very rewarding. You get to see a couple of shows every month. You get to meet some new actors. You get to recruit some people into a very worthwhile program. If you want to find out more, their website is visceralvisions.com. And just click on the ambassadors button to find out more about that. Deadline for application is midnight, Friday, August 17th. So that's, we got 1 week to get all that in place. Also next Friday, it's the auditions for Naked Goddess Productions, The Best Christmas Pageant Ever by Barbara Robinson, directed by friend of the show, Tamara McCarthy. The show is going to be happening in December at the Havana Theater. They're looking to cast 3 adult characters and 12 young actors between the ages of 6 and 14. And if you are considering submitting for the young actor category, looking for people that have some theater experience or training, and but it could be a very exciting show. Tamara's a great director. If you want an audition, you can submit your headshot and resume to info@nakedgoddessproductions.com. Fire Hall Arts Center is doing a contemporary adaptation of Henrik Ibsen's The Enemy of the People, The play is called The Enemy. It's set in a BC community in which a female Dr. Stockman discovers contamination in the local Healthy Springs Spa and Water Park, and finds herself accused of wanting to destroy the local tourism industry every time you try to help. The production starts in October. The auditions are August 23rd and 24th. You can email your applications to firehall@firehallartscenter.ca. The Shaw Festival general auditions are happening at the end of the month. If you want to find out more about that, the Shaw Festival happens every year at Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, and it features the work of George Bernard Shaw. If you want to participate in next year's festival, you can send your applications in. You can find them at shawfest.com/about/careers. We've got some opera stuff. The Young People's Opera Society of BC is producing 2 shows, and they're holding auditions for both of them at the same time. One for Christmas called Amal and the Night Visitors, and one for the spring called Elixir of Love. This will be held at the Bethany Newton United Church in Surrey. The auditions are August 12th and 19th. Right now, they're just looking for lead roles. They'll be casting for chorus later on in the season. And they will give preference to youth up to the age of 30 who are committed to participating in both shows and not just one of them. So you can go to yposbc.org to find out more, and email Dolores at yposbc.org to sign up and submit for your audition. Vancouver Opera is looking for dancers, energetic, captivating male and female dancers who can do the waltz, the can-can, and some other, it says national dance sequences. I'm not sure what that means, but I'm sure if you're a dancer, you understand. The show is called The Merry Widow, and it's going to be happening in October at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre. Rehearsals start September 24th. If you're interested in this, you can provide electronic copies of your resume, headshot, and bio to Adrienne Wurz at Vancouver Opera, and her email address is awurz@vancouveropera.ca. Deadline for that is Wednesday, August 15th. And finally, Vamp, a supernatural musical burlesque by Alan Pronger, is being produced by Two Fly Productions, directed by friend of the show, Don Ewan. Vamp is an original musical burlesque inspired by Class B horror movies and gothic literature. The production is happening in May at Performance Works on Granville Island. The auditions are in September, and they are looking for strong singers and dancers for this burlesque musical. Because it is burlesque, partial but tasteful nudity will be expected from all characters, so you got to be comfortable with that. On another note, though, all body types are accepted and celebrated. So, you know, as they say, flaunt it, baby, flaunt it. All actors must be 18 and older. A diverse cast of artists are required to play several different roles throughout the show. Some of the character types include preppy youngsters, shadow minions, zombie herd, vampire vixens, werewolf pack, three witches back from the dead, the ghost, the mummy, some carnival clowns, and others. If you want to submit for an audition, send your headshot and resume to Alan Pronger at alan@2fly.ca by the 5th of September. And there you go. If you want details on these or other audition notices, go to vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. Got time for one more quick one. Let's hear from Parlor Panther. Nope, they're not there. Let's hear from Sam Tudor. How about that? That's there.
I'm confident that I know nothing. Talking to the hedge next door. Every single body hiding something. Doesn't matter anymore. Brain stealers, look at what you've done. You're building in construction, reaching for a higher place. Now the work is done, you still feel nothing. 20 floors of empty space. Brain stealers, look at what you've done. Brain stealers, what have I been? Tell myself while I was sleeping, someone took it all away. Even though I know the truth is stranger, I don't have the words to say. Brain stealers, look at what you've done. Brain stealers, what have I?
And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And please like us on Facebook. And you can find us on Twitter and Instagram. We are at CITR Dave Radio. If you miss any or all of today's show, you want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And stick around, because there's a whole lineup of great programming coming up, including Audrey, who will be up next, followed by Beppe Crespin at 2 o'clock, and Nardwar, the Human Serviette, presents at 3:30. And Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Does it smell like a school gymnasium in here? It's funny how they're all the same. It's funny how you always remember, and we've both done it all 100 times before. It's funny how I still forgot it would be 100 times easier if we were young again. But as it is, and it is, we're just two slow dancers, last ones out. We're two slow dancers, last